The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Have you ever gone TikTok shopping? Well, if you haven't, it's probably because you've never been invited to go TikTok shopping. To explain what it is and how successful it has become and why people are buying stuff they don't really need at all on the platform, Laura Jordan of Style Savvy is with me. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
When did TikTok shopping arrive?
It arrived in Ireland at the end of 2024. It had a couple of months in advance where it was looking at the onboarding of different brands. To get to TikTok shop is the most elusive part of the entire process. You have to be a member of Guaranteed Ireland, which will then facilitate your onboarding, or you have to be personally invited by TikTok themselves to join their platform.
Oh, so it's a club.
It's a club, exactly. And so many brands are scrambling to get onto TikTok shop when they see the success of other Irish brands within the market. And the likes of Guaranteed Ireland have very stringent, you know, jumps to make, hoops to get through in order to make sure that you succeed with them. They meet once a month with their board, so it takes a little bit of time. And there is, in fairness, quite a lot of red tape around
it. Okay, how does it work?
It's the most interesting concept because it keeps the shopper on the app. For any other social media platforms where you can purchase pieces, you go from the app to that brand's website. So you move from Instagram to the website for Woody's.
Okay, but this is not the TikTok per se app that people are posting, dancing on and all the rest of
it. It is. Singing. Yes, that's exactly it.
But if the shop is not there, though, if you're not on TikTok or if you are on TikTok, you're still not necessarily in the shop, are you?
You are, as in when you're sold to. So the shop, for want of a better word, is the retailer side. It's the brand side that have access to the thousands, millions, hundreds of millions of users on TikTok. So once
you
have access.
But if you're on TikTok, why do you need an invite? Or why do you need to go through?
It's only an invite to sell. You don't need an invite to buy. You are naturally sold to once you are flicking through the app. But the reason it's seen as quite successful is TikTok is widely known to have the most attractive algorithm. It's the most addictive algorithm of any social media platform. It shows us things we didn't even know we wanted to see. It keeps us there longer than any other app. It's incredibly detailed in terms of the data it mines from us. It is widely known as the Wild West.
So just to clarify, yeah, the customers can, if they're on TikTok, they're shop away at
shop
will.
Shop away, yes.
But in order to be offered a brand, that brand has to be invited by TikTok to get on.
Exactly. And they take a commission for the product sold, but they look after all the logistics of sales, which is unheard of previously. They operate almost like a bank. They sell the product for you. They take their commission. Once they see that you have shipped the product, the customer is happy, then they release the funds into your business account. However, they have quite a high standard of customer service, which is very interesting to watch how they are navigating that in terms of best practice. They are making sure that you ship quickly. They are ensuring that they have eyes on your inventory. So if you're saying on TikTok, we only have two left, they say, no, you don't. We can see your stock is thousands. It is regulated, very interesting for the retailer, not so much for the consumer.
Who is regulating it?
TikTok themselves. So, which is, not a certainty.
Yeah, and we know that this company is not owned in Ireland, for example, although they have offices here and so on. So all the data from Irish companies is going to somewhere.
There is a general consensus that TikTok has the least transparency on data compared to all social media platforms, and as a result is considered to be less regulated when it comes to usage and usage data. As we all know, data is the new gold. It's what everyone wants to find out what your habits are, how you're using them. Therefore, if they can bring brands on board and they're able to show the brands how their customers are interacting with their product, it becomes a really important revenue stream and data source for brands.
What sort of companies are on the TikTok shop? I mean, are they all big companies, brands we'd know? Or can you get someone who's working away, maybe turning wood into nice ornaments?
It's very interesting because they have focused on Irish brands, which is great in Ireland. And obviously linking with Guaranteed Ireland allows that. However, if you are a smaller craftsperson or a person who is creating from traditional Irish product, unless you have quite an advanced logistics system in place, it's going to be difficult for you to operate within the app.
Because they have this set of criteria. You've got to tick every box before you get on.
Yes. So you need to be able to name your logistics company. So if you need to be able to say, DPD ship our product, rather than I go to the post office with my parcel myself. So things like that make it harder. However, Irish successful brands, like the Smooth Company is a good example, Betty and Biddy, another great example, Irish businesses that have done so well since they have been platformed on TikTok.
Do we know of any businesses that have been turned down?
That is kept very much under wraps. I would love to get a little bit more info on that. What we know anecdotally is that if you are unable to be very clear about the number of employees you have, the accounts you have, your trade, your logistics, all of those business organisational factors, if you cannot share them and cannot be very clear about how your business operates, you will not be accepted.
Now, what about the marketing itself? I mean, I mentioned people putting songs and dancing and all, you know, trying to catch the eye of the TikTok user. Does the brand itself then have to come up with these novel marketing ideas?
It's a good question. The actual platform, TikTok, are very supportive of brands and creators. They have their own app. It's called Lark, which all brands have access to. And within that, there's tutorials, there's text, you know, prompts, there is ideas on how to go viral with a product, how to get a lot of views. And from any retailers I've spoken to who are present on it, they say it's a great help. They help more than any of our other platforms do. So there is that support there to brands. But in terms of how they engage, interestingly, they don't have to find their own creators, which was typically what we had to do before. We had to find paid partners. You had to find people who were willing to promote your product. Now there is a list of set creators who've been accepted by TikTok who will voluntarily take your product and promote it, and they learn a commission from that.
Okay, so it's great news for some Irish producers who get on the platform. I presume those products then are seen by all the TikTok users everywhere.
They're seen by those who have a predisposed interest in those products
based on the algorithm,
yeah. Which makes it.
But if you were in Scotland, for example, and you were interested in whiskey.
Yes.
And you put in whiskey with or without the E, depending on how you want to spell it. Would some craft Irish whiskies then, who are on the TikTok shop, would they pop up for the Scottish person?
Yes, in theory. Interestingly, the UK has a separate entity compared to some of the countries in Europe who are active on TikTok shop, and it isn't all. There's only 5 or 6 countries in Europe who are. So you would, again, need to search. You might argue in that case that people might go to Google or somewhere where they would get a full full inventory. But the value of it really is in showing people things they never even knew they needed.
Okay, now if you were to buy a particular brand of eyeliner, for example, on a TikTok shop, which has been offered to you, are you then, with the algorithm, going to be offered 50 kinds of eyeliner?
You will be offered the eyeliner that you have potentially seen previously and didn't notice, or you are within a demographic that has been selected by the brand living in a particular area.
No, but what I'm saying is that when you buy something,
are you going to show more of it?
Are you going to get more of it?
You're probably going to be shown more of that brand. Maybe they say, oh, you've bought an eyeliner, you might need some mascara, you might need some lipstick, and, you know, work it that way rather than being
Are there people complaining about buying what they regard as absolutely redundant purchases because of what's happening on TikTok shop?
Yes. And the biggest kind of draw of TikTok shop is that it is meeting what we would call emotional needs rather than product. It is very strong on what we look at as hedonic drivers. So you're buying something due to emotional gratification rather than rational need. And as a result, it is that you're buying into the person, the environment.
How quick is the transaction?
That is the most interesting part, is that it's instant when you're purchasing within the app.
Because I'm thinking you do an impulse purchase, do you have no time to reconsider it? You know, 5 minutes later, you've gone out to make a cup of coffee, you come back to your computer, you see you've just bought rubbish.
What was I doing?
What was I doing? Do you have time to say no?
There some, that would be depend on the brand. There are some that you can. However, within that, you'd find that it could be a returns policy as opposed to a cancel my order policy. I think it depends on the brand piece. But TikTok themselves are very strict on how quickly you ship product. So they would have what we call violations. They would pause your product. They really do control a huge amount within your brand and purchase. And for the customer, they are showing you more and more and more product. The more you engage with, the more you buy, the more they'll show you. They see you as a customer who's willing to spend on the app.
Now tell me, do we know of major success stories in Ireland from the TikTok shop?
Probably the two that come to mind that I mentioned previously, the Smooth Company, who have revolutionised the use of brushes and product to smooth hair. And then Betty and Biddy is another Irish brand who sell a lot through their Clatter collection. Again, Irish product, Irish brand does particularly well on a social media platform.
Okay, and we can actually chronicle their success. I mean, year on year. TikTok Shop only came in December.
Exactly, so it would be interesting to see. Again, the early adopter brands who were either invited on or made it their business to work with Guaranteed Ireland to get on the platform have seen success, which is really promising from their perspective.
Now, Laura, remind us of what Style Savvy does.
Style Savvy does image consultancy, personal shopping, and we look after busy people who need clothes sorted for them and outfits prepared for
and
them.
And do you use TikTok Shop?
I do indeed. Unfortunately, I have to say I am. I try to resist, but it is an incredibly, incredibly strong pull once you're on that platform.
An addictive process.
You might say it is.
Laura Jordan of Style Savvy, thank you very much for...
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.